Hi, George. George, thanks for holding, sir. My name is Paul. I'm the Regional Pricing Director. Tara did want me to get on the line to get you the details of how the service works, but also to apply the legacy rate, and you do have a website. Did you have questions for me other than the price itself?
No, not exactly, no.
Okay. So for that 30-mile service area, you know, Yelp, Facebook, Apple Maps, of course, Google and Bing, Facebook paid ads, you'd be looking on a month-to-month basis of exactly $249.00. It bills once a month for $249. Of course, our job is simply to make it easier for people to find your website by typing in keywords related to the services that you provide. So they don't need to know the name of your company, but they type in fence contractor, fence installation, fence repair. I mean, anything you want to be found for, your company and your website will be one of the things that people see on that initial search result. So, of course, that means you'll get more phone calls. Now, it is offered on a month-to-month basis, and no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it would be that fixed flat rate of $249, meaning it would never go up on you. I mean, I'm sure you've got questions for me if that's something you would want to do. Is that something that you think might benefit your company at this point?
Well, obviously, yeah. But what? How do you do that?
So we are a Google Premier partner. When positions become available, our job is to call through the area to find the company that would be a good fit for it. We don't work with competing businesses. That's strict Google guidelines. The businesses that are on the first page, though, are not really necessarily the ones that have been around the longest. I mean, I know you've been around for a long time, and you should be on that first page. The companies on the first page, though, are not the ones that have been around the longest, have the biggest company, or do the best job in town. Of course, the companies that are on the first page are simply the ones that have the most relevant content online. So our job, of course, is to create that content, make sure that you've got, whether it's a Yelp listing or a Facebook page or any of the dozens of directories that are not as well known to the public, of course, we would create that content for you. Because you do travel that 30-mile radius, of course, it would be our job to make sure that people are able to find you. I would recommend the Platinum package, and that's what I'm quoting here. The $249 is the Platinum package, okay? And it does have Facebook ads included. Of course, Facebook ads work a little bit differently. People don't even have to be doing an active search, but with their in your area on their Facebook page, they'll see the ads. There's $100 of Facebook ads included in that $249, and that equates with 20 or 22 cents per click to about 400 clicks in a month from someone who could be using your services, would see your website, and then would be able to pick up the phone to call you.
Okay.
You would get a detailed reporting and tracking system. You'd see exactly how much work you'd be getting, where the work would be coming from. You'd also see all the work that we do to put you and keep you on that first page. So you'll always know exactly how well the service is working for you. I mean, it is our job to make sure that you are getting those phone calls and jobs and kind of earn your business 1 month at a time. Like I said, it's month to month, no contract. Of course, that means you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. Now, you do already have a website. Normally, we would build a website because, of course, we want to give the people who see you on the first page the reasons to call you. In this case, we can promote your existing website. So I'd be happy to waive the setup fee that would normally attach to the first month and just do that $249 as an out-the-door cost. And again, it's a fixed rate that would never go up on you, and it is to the penny. So there's no taxes or fees or surcharges or lead fees or anything like that. You're not paying a percentage of your profits. Now, one thing Tara did attach here was an Angie Leads profile, Home Advisor powered by Angie. Now, is that a service that you're using currently? Are you paying for leads right now?
We actually just applied to them. We may be using them.
We've been
pitching them.
What
do you do with that?
Well, the reason I ask is, I mean, obviously that's a very different service. It's a lead-based service. We have absolutely nothing at all to do with them. I was just kind of curious because Tara put in the notes that you've been around for almost 30 years, and I was wondering if you'd been using Angie's since before it was Angie's, back when it was Home Advisor, even back when it was Service Magic. But if it is, like you said, very brand new, could I ask, like, why now? I mean, what were you hoping to get, more jobs in general or any specific type of job?
Yeah, more phone calls, that's all.
More phone calls. So, I mean, what I would tell you is this. I mean, obviously, it's a well-made lead service. A lot of business owners use that particular lead service. Others would use something like Thumbtack, Networks, Craftjack. I've spoken with a lot of business owners over the 11-plus years that I've been with this particular company, and most of my clients that have a lead-based service, I think most business owners in general prefer to get calls directly to them, and what a lot of my clients find that they can do is scale back on their leads. You might not even end up going through with using that service when we're able to get your phone ringing directly. You probably would want to avoid entirely the paying for the individual leads that would be sent out to a couple of your competitors as well. I mean, you've been around for a long time. You don't want to be the guy chasing down someone that your competitors are chasing down, especially since you might have to worry about it, you know, a young, maybe even unlicensed contractor coming and lowballing you. I mean, that happens a lot when there are well-established businesses. You don't want to lower your price just to meet someone else's expectations. You've already got a website, and when we make it easier for people to find it, the ones that call you would be happy to hire you. I mean, they wouldn't dial your number if they didn't want to speak with you. Of course, not everyone who sees you on that first page, sees your website, will decide to call you, but that's okay. You know, the ones that do are making that educated, informed choice to reach out to you specifically.
Okay, so what's your company?
Let me do this for you because I want you to know who you're working with. The name of the company is Local Splash. LocalSplash.com is our website. Like I said, we are a Google partner. I'm going to send you a link to our pricing page. I think the last time I checked, we had 977 reviews on Google. We've been doing this since 2004. Not quite as long as you have, but for a young industry like search engine optimization, that is a long time. Yeah. I did send the text message out to you. It's localsplash.com/SEO-packages. It's the link directly to the pricing page off of our website. At the very top of it, it says take control of your online presence in big blue letters. Are you maybe able to see that?
Okay. Listen, I gotta cut you off, but listen, I've been looking to, find someone like yourself to get myself higher up on Google and whatnot. So
okay.
I'm completely interested, but I have some family stuff to do right now because after hours I'm not really working. You can call me obviously on the cell phone. So I want to move forward. I'd like to, look into your company a little bit, make sure it's all legit. So I don't know who's calling me. I never talked to you before.
Of course.
You're the normal person. And,
I understand that.
Maybe what was your name?
My name is Paul, and of course, I would definitely like to send you an email, George. That way you can take a look
at
more than
address?
I just texted out to you. No, I don't. I was looking on your website to see if I can find one. What is a good email address, either for you or for your company?
Okay, it's GNC878@AOL.com.
@AOL.com. So GNC878@AOL.com. I'll get that email right out to you.
No. Wait. GNC878. No at.
No. Of course, there's just the one at. G like George, N like Nancy, C like Charles, 878@AOL.com.
Yes.
All right. George, I'll get that info out to you. I'll follow up with you sometime tomorrow, maybe a little bit earlier on in the day.
Yeah, call me earlier in the day when I'm more like in work mode and
business
I'm in front
mode.
Of the
yeah,
desk
I,
and
I
can
no, I got you. I absolutely hear you. Yeah, I think the position just became available. Tara was trying to reach out to at least a couple people before it got too late. But I'll definitely follow up with you tomorrow, and I'll get that email out in just a couple of minutes here.
All right, I appreciate it. I'll look at it later, and we'll talk tomorrow. And sounds good.
Sounds good, George. I appreciate your time. You have a great rest of the day.
All right.
Take care. Thank you.
You too. Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.